There was a knock on the door. Harry hastily stuffed the Marauder's map and the invisibility cloak into his pocket. It was Professor Dumbledore. He didn't look surprised to see Harry there.
"Your carriage is at the gates, Remus," he said.
"Thank you, Headmaster." Lupin picked up his old suitcase and the empty Grindylow tank. "Well, goodbye, Harry," he said, smiling. "It has been a real pleasure teaching you. I feel sure we'll meet again sometime. Headmaster, there is no need to see me to the gates. I can manage." Harry had the impression that Lupin wanted to leave as quickly as possible.
"Goodbye, then, Remus," said Dumbledore soberly.
Lupin shifted the Grindylow tank slightly so that he and Dumbledore could shake hands. Then, with a final nod to Harry and a swift smile, Lupin left the office. Harry sat down in his vacated chair, staring glumly at the floor. He heard the door close and looked up. Dumbledore was still there.
"Why so miserable, Harry?" he said quietly. "You should be very proud of yourself after last night."
"It didn't make any difference," said Harry bitterly. "Pettigrew got away."
"Didn't make any difference?" said Dumbledore quietly. "It made all the difference in the world, Harry. You helped uncover the truth. You saved an innocent man from a terrible fate."
"Terrible?" Something stirred in Harry's memory. "Greater and more terrible than ever before?" Professor Trelawney's prediction.